Chapter 47.
Entering the hinterland.
My claw grasped onto a metallic tube snaking along the lower leg of the Colossus. I had to keep from crushing the metal with my overpowered hand. I crashed hard onto the side. What the hell are you doing? I retracted, pulling myself up. If the guards above saw me, they'd surely throw me in jail again. I pulled up my map. The red icon of Epsilon the Guardian was now visible, directly under the city, just like Moritasgus. The Guardian was a human-shaped robot. The white and blue monstrosity was almost Voltron-like in appearance, which made me wonder if it could separate into smaller pieces. It wasn't the largest of Guardians, though size was relative with these things. I'd guess it was about as tall as Moritasgus was long. I couldn't see anything biological at all in the Guardian, which made me wonder how different the gameplay must be for those who choose the Sundered race. If they didn't heal, what did they do? Mechanical repairs? Weird. The Guardian floated in an Atlas pose with the round disc of Little Cibola borne upon his back. The robot's posture gave the illusion he was kneeling on the ground instead of floating thousands of feet in the air. Blue jets of flame burst from its legs and feet from dozens of locations as it balanced the city on itself. I'd managed to stop myself on its leg. Wind ripped through my hair. The air here was significantly colder than it was above in the city, but I could still feel the punishing heat from the jets below me, like driving in a car with the window rolled down and the heater on full blast. If I hadn't shot out my hand and grasped onto the edge of the Guardian, I'd have been roasted alive. Those assholes, I thought, looking up at the underside of the city. But what could I do now? I needed to crawl around, find a part that didn't have a jet bursting underneath it. Then I could resume my descent. But it seemed the entire underside of Epsilon was aflame. My eyes caught a round entrance portal about 15 feet up the leg. If they catch you, you're fucked. I didn't have a choice. I grasped on with my right arm, shot up to the portal with my hook, and I ascended, reaching for the entrance. Unlike the twisting wheel within the previous Guardians, this door had some sort of electric lock. There was no handle. Shit. A panel in the wall blinked red. There were no buttons. I put my hand against it, and to my surprise, the light turned green. The door buzzed, and it dilated open like a camera shutter.
Entering Epsilon. Interior knee piston service bay 3. Deep dive activated. World map is not available during a deep dive. Gross anatomy map activating. Surgery menu activating. Frame vision now available. Performing scan. Warning. This is a technology-based Guardian. System diagnosis talent is required to perform a scan.
I'd entered an airlock. The round portal closed behind me, steam hissed, and another door opened. I entered into a large, metallic room that glowed with white light. My feet echoed on the metallic walkway. Gray, riveted metal comprised the walls. A hydraulic piston as long as a cruise missile rose through the room at an angle, coming up from the floor and out onto the ceiling. A rubber seal of sorts covered the piston's entrance and exit into the room. A stark metal ladder was affixed to the wall of the chamber, mirroring the angle of the piston. The whole setup reminded me of the interior of a battleship, only with a higher ceiling. A short walkway led to the only other feature of the room, a computer terminal. There didn't appear to be any way out of the chamber except the way I'd come. I looked, and I didn't have any sort of system diagnosis talent, skill, or spell. I didn't have access to the technology school of magic, so there probably wasn't anything I could do here. This was some sort of service access hatch to the kaiju's knee area. Was it still a kaiju when it was a robot? I didn't think so. I shouldn't be in here at all. But where else could I go? The computer terminal beeped and turned itself on as I approached. A round circle glowed on the floor, and I stepped within it. Words appeared on the terminal screen.
Access granted. Citizen user. System working within acceptable parameters. No maintenance required at this time.
I had no other options. Citizen user? This had to be the result of that weird second program Bernadette had passed on to me. Shit. It made computers think I was a member of the corporation. Of course. The whole quest path made sense now. I went to the Shrill, got Bernadette's brain, went to Necroshire, got the upgrade, got arrested by the little Cibola goons, and I was released with a sundered access code in my head. It didn't fool the actual androids, but it did fool their cop cars. Damn. I should have just gone back to Necroshire. I bet I could have walked directly into the transport gazebo and used it before the security guys stopped me. That was probably what I was supposed to do, not jump off the side of the city. Still, I had managed to get into this room. I opened up my pack, pulling out the lantern of Count Franz.
Do you know how long I have been in that bag? You have a groundling ear in there. What kind of sick motherfucker walks around with a damn ear in his bag?
The caterpillar looked about, his antenna nubs twitching as he took in the room.
Lad, are we inside of Epsilon?
Yes. I used the program I think you and my aunt wrote to gain access. There's a terminal here, and it recognizes me, but I can't do anything else. Do you think I'll be able to turn off one of the jets on the feet from here? I want to temporarily disable one of them long enough so I can jump away.
Do you know who my father was?
No. I thought all of you were just fallen angels or something.
Only the kings and queens. My father was named Sithri. He brought me into existence. He fought in the original war. He was murdered by Epsilon.
Well, it's not really murder if it's in war.
We had surrendered. We had agreed to withdraw. Your radiance and your sundered led us back, along with their guardians. The Flaming Bird and the Metal Man. They led the withdrawal back into the rift, and they slaughtered us, even after we surrendered. We wanted to speak peace, but instead we find this middle world, this stopgap. We had to fight our way through, but we couldn't. And after a great war, we surrendered. And during our retreat, after you'd accepted our terms, Paskunji burned my people, and Epsilon turned on the Great Lords and killed several, including Sithri. The two guardians waited until they were on the other side of the rift, so the deaths of my people were permanent. It took a millennia for us to regain our strength.
Paskunji was the guardian of the Hawk-Headed Radiance. They were the Celestial-only class, the sworn enemies of the Worm Surgeons, and I avoided them the best I could. Their guardian was one of the few flying ones I knew. It was a phoenix-type creature. Okay, so you got a thing for Epsilon. Does that mean you can do as I ask? I'm pretty sure you gotta do what I say.
I don't need to.
What do you mean?
How long ago did you use that program to access this bay?
I don't know. It was about 5 minutes before I pulled you out.
I don't suppose you got a flying spell?
No. I have a good falling one, though.
You should probably stick me back in your bag, go outside, and get ready to use it.
Why?
Well, lad, because in about 2 minutes, Epsilon here is about to come down with a very nasty cold.